Hello and welcome to Oxcast. It's your weekly rundown of all the exciting events that are going on in and around the city of Oxford. It's brought to you by Daily Info. I'm Alwyn Collinson.
And I'm Patrick Vell.
And we're going to crack off with some exciting events in the Dance in Oxford Festival.
Yes, Dance in Oxford is now an annual festival run in Oxford.
Surprisingly enough.
As the name suggests, there are events all over the city. Mm-hmm. So if you're in the centre of town over the weekend, you may well see some exciting open, live, free dance performances. There's also an augmented reality dance app, which you can find on the App Store. If you go to Dance in Oxford, there's a link to that there, so you could take your smartphone and see some of the pre-recorded stuff if you don't catch any of the live events. But if you do have the time and the space in your diary to go to something and book yourself in, then we can strongly recommend you consider Decreasing Infinity. This is a production by the Balbir Singh Dance Company. It's described as mesmerising physical articulation, and they have a live musical accompaniment in the form of beatboxing and tabla. It's a duet, so two dancers, and it's described also as intensively rhythmic in structure. It's received rave reviews across the press.
Wow, that sounds amazing. What exactly is tabla?
A tabla is a form of Indian drumming.
Oh, I see. Okay, and they're going to mix that with beatboxing and then...
I believe so,
wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's strongly recommended. That's on Wednesday at 8 p.m. and prices range from £6 to £12. You can also get a festival pass for Dance in Oxford. Mm-hmm. It costs £1. It gets you £1 off almost every event. So if you're thinking of going to a few of them, it's definitely worth investing. You can get them at the Pegasus box office.
Great. What other events might you go to with that pass?
With your Dance in Oxford festival pass, you could try some street dance if you're interested in, you know, hip hop and that kind of street dancing kind of stuff. I Just Wanna Dance, which is by the Cerebro Dance Company, is at Pegasus. That's a Friday at 8 p.m.
Now,
again, £6 to £12.
Cerebro got through to the finals, didn't they?
I believe the semi-finals. I've Just Gotta Dance.
That talent competition.
Yeah, national talent competition. So,
they're pretty good then. Yeah,
must be pretty well regarded. Yep. If either inspired by that or just because you fancy doing some hip-hop dancing or learning how to yourself, there is a hip-hop taster dance workshop also at the Pegasus. A lot of Dance in Oxford events, you will know, are at the Pegasus. A very, very nice space with workshop and stage.
Yep.
And
fantastic good, local theatre, always good to support, of course.
Absolutely, good raked seating as well, so a good place to be an audience member.
Mm-hmm.
That's at Friday at 6 p.m. The 45 minutes will cost you £3 to £4, or presumably £2 to £3 if you have a Dance in Oxford
and
festival
you'll learn
class.
How to throw yourself about in a manner conducive to hip-hop videos and so forth.
Hopefully, yeah.
Good.
Sounds pretty good fun.
Sorry, I sounded about 7,000 years old there, didn't I?
That's quite all right. You're allowed to.
Great.
If you want something other than dance, have you got some things that
yes,
we might
I do, actually. I'm going to redeem myself from and sound a little bit more cutting edge, because we've got a truly unique and special event happening tonight, Wednesday the 6th of March. It's on at the Jacqueline Dupre Music Building. That's just at the over Magdalen Bridge. And it's by Oxford's Laptop Orchestra, or Oxlork, as they call themselves. Now, these guys are really at the absolute cutting edge of music. So what they're doing is they create digital instruments. They program electronic music into their computers. They all sit around with computers. And then they control these instruments with kind of scavenged gadgets. So you'll see them sort of playing on mobile phones, like throwing their laptops around to use the accelerometer that a lot of laptops have in them nowadays. And even things like Wiimotes and dance pads as well. And it's all projected via these very high-tech, very, I'm told, very expensive omnidirectional speakers. That's 8 p.m. tonight. What about something else?
Well, if you find yourself on Broad Street this weekend, specifically Saturday, from 10 a.m. there is Submergence the Dance Dome. Again, this is the Dance in Oxford event.
Mm-hmm.
It is an immersive 360-degree cinema experience, and from the photo on the Dance in Oxford website, it looks like a massive, well, a quite large inflatable igloo. And
this is going to be on Broad Street.
It's going to be on Broad Street. It's free. It looks amazing. I really want to go to that. So I have no more details other than immersive 360-degree dance cinema experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it would be great. So
let us know. Some things you only have to experience, I guess.
How you get on with that. The other thing that you might like to go to if you are looking for dance is a new production by the Jasmine Vardaman Dance Company. Now, I've seen some of their productions before. They're always very, very good. Mm. She's an award-winning choreographer. Her new production is called Freedom. It is, according to their description, exploring notions of freedom and what keeps our imagination free. It's also been described as intricate, breathtakingly physical, and beautifully detailed. It's an international dance company, so they have dancers from all over the world.
Wow.
It's bound to be extremely good, high quality modern dance, great fun to watch too, usually fantastically fluid performances. That's Monday at 7:30 p.m.
at the Oxford Playhouse,
and tickets range from £9.50 to £19.50.
Gosh, but that sounds like it'd be well worth it, I imagine. Plus, of course, your festival pass can get you a discount.
Yes, and on the subject of freedom, there is also an interesting film on this week. It's called Every Day, mm-hmm. This is on at the UPP on Sunday.
That's
at
the
6 p.m.
Ultimate Picture Palace off Cowley Road.
That's right, on Jern Street, the Ultimate Picture Palace, or UPP. It is about a husband who is in prison, and it traces the relationship with his family, mm-hmm. And his wife. It's shot over 5 years, so the children,
wow,
age in real time in the film. And there is also apparently going to be a Q&A with the writer, Lawrence Coryat, after the show. So if you're interested in that kind of film, or have heard of it and want to ask him questions, or hear other people ask him questions, as I often do in Q&As, then that sounds really, really good.
Well, I've got something else that you might go and see. It's called Soul Sister, and it is the story of Tina Turner's rise to international superstardom. She started off as plain Anne May Bullock, which, of course, a name that very few people could probably take to a worldwide audience. But it also traces her relationship particularly with Ike Turner, a famously, of course, tumultuous and at times abusive marriage there, but nonetheless one that is thrillingly portrayed in Soul Sister. It's at the New Theatre until Saturday, so you can learn what love had to do with it, relating to her success, while hopefully listening to all of Tina's greatest hits, and hopefully it should be simply the best.
We can but hope. If you
maintaining remarkably stoic poker face there in the face of my awful puns.
Well, I'm clearly inured to them. If you want to laugh at something else this week, then you could try some of the comedy that's on. We have at the Glee Club their regular Saturday show. It's from 7:15 p.m. Well, doors open at 7:15 p.m. Assuming the show is shortly thereafter. The headline is Jared Christmas, who is a New Zealand guitar player, mm-hmm. so no doubt comic songs. Also Ellis James, Ron Vaudry and Josh Howie. According to the Glee Club, they are all brilliant comics from the top of the international and UK comedy circuit.
Well, we can but hope. I've seen Jared Christmas live, and he's pretty funny, I have to say. Yeah,
good recommendation there. If you wanted something perhaps slightly different and a longer show with an individual performer, you could try Barbara Nice, Housewife Superstar. That is on at the Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot.
Mm-hmm.
She is not someone who I've seen, and she is the character of Janice Connolly, and she's been created as a middle-aged housewife from Stockport, Greater Manchester, and she is described as an international fun smuggler, and believing that a bit of banter will help us sort out all our troubles. And that's £14 or £12 concessions. Do let us know what you think of that.
Yeah, you can, of course, put reviews on our website, dailyinfo.co.uk, or indeed you can sign up to become one of our official Daily Info reviewers. Speaking of official Daily Info reviewers, we sent along one, Lucy Ayrton, to another show this week. It's on at the Oxford Playhouse, and it is Cyrano de Bergerac. Of course, it is the famous French story of a hopelessly large-nosed romantic. You may be familiar with it from the adaptation with Steve Martin, which was called Roxanne, but the story is that Cyrano must attempts to woo a beautiful maiden, but is so put off by his large nose that he does it through... He instead helps a friend of his, who's a bit thick, woo her instead, and I want to imagine it doesn't go necessarily that well for anyone involved. Lucy Ayrton says that Cyrano de Bergerac was an enthusiastic delivery of an absolutely classic play by Oxford Theatre Guild. She said that the ensemble scenes were the highlight of the show. There were some vibrant and engaging performances, especially considering that, after all, Oxford Theatre Guild are an amateur company, but they often do put out, in my experience, some absolutely professional quality performances. She did say that the if she thought I had one criticism, it was that the talent and sense of fun of the whole of the Oxford Theatre Guild might have been a little bit wasted because it's very focused on a few characters. And so she said that she really wants to see him tackle a big rollicking farce. But until I get there, go along, see Cyrano de Bergerac. It's on until Saturday. It's at the Oxford Playhouse.
And do, of course, submit a review yourself of that or any other performances, Dance in Oxford or otherwise, that you see this week or at any time. Our website is open 24/7. Obviously, that's www.dailyinfo.co.uk. You can also reach us on Facebook. We are Daily Info Oxford. On Twitter, at Daily Info Oxford.
We've been Daily Info. I'm Alan Collinson.
And I'm Patrick Vale. And hope you have a really good week and see some really good shows.